Okay, another outstanding lineup coming your way over the next 2 hours at Yahoo Sports Radio. And we have got a ton of ground to cover in this weekend's edition of the Big East Sports Show. We certainly will be getting some perspective, some insight on the Ray Rice incident. We'll be visiting with Jason Peter in hour number two. But right now, a ton of college football coverage and previews as we head into week three action. And that is where our conversation is going to lead off. Time now to head out to the SEC. We're going to get a preview on Kentucky at Florida and calling the action for ESPN College Football Game of the Week. That is the great Bill Rozinski. Good evening, Bill. Nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Alyssa, it's been a long time. Always a pleasure to chat.
Well, we knew that coming into the 2014 season that Florida's head coach Will Muschamp, he certainly was entering the most critical season of his tenure, and the Gators have come out with their guns blazing. I mean, they scored 65 points against Eastern Michigan. It was a complete shutout. When I saw that score, Bill, I thought this was Billy Donovan's team. What were your takeaways as you have prepared, over the past week for this for the Florida Gators in Kentucky?
Well, I think it's right what Will Muschamp wanted from his offense, and his new coordinator, Kurt Roper, has come in to guide this offense, and he, like a lot of coaches now, and led by Gus Malzahn, among others, is a very up-tempo, get as many plays off as you can, and the results, you just mentioned those results, 655 yards against Eastern Michigan. Everybody got in the act. Jeff Driscoll, their starting quarterback, played well. And their backup quarterback, this is how it was for these guys, their backup quarterback, Treyon Harris, was 2-for-2, 148 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
Not a bad little evening for the backup quarterback. But that was, again, the opener. Remember, their first game was they had a lot of storms down at Gainesville, so never played the opener. So this was their first game last week. And a good start for them. But I think it was about the offense. Could they get it going? Because Florida's always been a really good defensive team under Muschamp. And they've just not been able to get it going offensively. So at least for the first week they did.
Well, the new offensive coordinator for Florida, you had just mentioned Kurt Roper. I mean, he continues to harp on tempo, cranking it up, get the offense moving faster, get more plays. But I guess, Bill, you really have to be cognizant. You got to be careful because you don't want to sacrifice speed for execution, right?
No, and I think for him it's about tempo. That's all. Getting his offensive players in a rhythm. For example, they ran 86 plays against Eastern Michigan, which was 20 more plays than they averaged per game a year ago.
Wow.
And the other thing, he looks at when the ball is snapped, and he says the average snap came with 14 seconds on the play clock. He wants that snap when there's 18 seconds on the play clock. So I think I know you want to have execution, but to me it's all about tempo, getting in a rhythm, and getting the defense on its heels. The defense can't substitute as they play this hurry up high tempo offense, and as we saw, the results are pretty good in the first week. We'll see how they do against a little bit better defense than what Kentucky's going to offer this week.
Absolutely, you're listening to the voice of Bill Rozinski from ESPN. He's going to be covering the college football game of the week with Kentucky and Florida. So, when you evaluate the Florida Gators, I mean, how comfortable do they look with this up-tempo offense? I guess it all starts with the quarterback, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Driscoll's been around. He's a redshirt junior, and to me, it's all about, you know, who's he giving the ball to? Who's he throwing the ball to? And a bunch of guys got in the act last week. When you put up 655 yards, a lot of people are going to play, and you're going to get your numbers. But this kid, DeMarcus Robinson, had a big game for him. He caught 6 for 123 and a touchdown. Quentin Dunbar is a fifth-year senior. He's on this team. Andre Dubose. It seems like I've been calling these names for 10 years, not 4 or 5.
Uh-huh.
So there's a slew of guys on this offense who've been around. And Clay Burton had a nice game for him last week. He could be their answer at tight end. He had 7 catches. So I think it's a lot of familiarity with the people he's got offensively that get him in a good rhythm. The running game's pretty good. The only issue I see this week is they've had some issues in the offensive line. The starting left tackle's out. So the right tackle has moved to left. They got a new right tackle in there. And anytime you're making that kind of a shakeup, you wonder how they'll react in an SEC game, which, of course, is what is going to be a big SEC game for both these teams tomorrow night.
Okay, so Florida's quarterback and Jeff Driscoll, obviously he was the focal point in the offseason, everyone, myself included. Bill, I just wondered how he would recover from last year's injury. And we've highlighted him many times on the show, and I was, very anxious for his return. How good of a quarterback is he, and how does he look in that new tempo offense?
Well, you know, we're just going on one game, and I've called some games with Driscoll before, and there have been some issues. There have been some turnover issues. You mentioned injuries. I mean, and this whole team has been snake bit with injuries on both sides of the ball over the last couple of years. And it's not just at the quarterback position. But I think, you know, his size-wise, he's 6'4". He's a big kid, 230 pounds. I think he's got a pretty good arm. It's just about execution and making sure he makes the right reads downfield. And I think we'll find out how good he is this year because, again, they've gone through a lot the last couple of years with changes in coordinators and Muschamp coming in as head coach. And it's a big year for Muschamp. I think you mentioned that at the beginning, that if there's any SEC coach under the hot seat, it's Muschamp. And the guy who usually has the brunt of whether a team's going to win or lose is the quarterback. So we'll see what kind of season Driscoll has. I think he's good. Is he a great quarterback? We'll find out.
Okay, Bill Rozinski joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We want to hear from you online. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And, Bill, you've been on our program many times throughout the years. I know that you've covered the NFL. You're the former play-by-play voice for the Carolina Panthers, for the Atlanta Falcons. And you've covered, obviously, a ton of college football. What are your thoughts on the number of programs that are utilizing the no-huddle offenses? It's really redefining college football.
It is, and for me, it's a nightmare. If you're calling a game on radio,
sure.
It's awful.
I bet.
Because, you make tons of notes about all the players and coaches and little anecdotes here and there, and you don't use a third of them because it's hurry up, line up, run a play. And many times in the no huddle or hurry up, they'll get to the line of scrimmage, but then back off, look to the sideline to see if the coach wants to change the play. But you're already committed to calling the play. You don't know when the ball's going to be snacked. I'm not a big fan of it, purely for broadcast reasons. I understand why they do it. But I also found it interesting this year that there were some coaches who were trying to get some legislation into college football about when they could actually snap the football, you know, giving the defense a time to get set. The theory being, you know, if you're going to run 20 more plays a game, there's 20 more opportunities for players to get hurt. Now, I don't know if you buy into that. I didn't think that was it, but I understand where they're coming from. I did, BYU Texas last week, and we saw BYU run this type of offense. Boise State, my first game in Atlanta this year against Ole Miss, two similar teams running. I mean, you're seeing a lot more of this. Although in recent years, Alyssa, how many of these offenses have won a national championship? And I believe the answer is Auburn.
We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we will be rejoined with Bill Rozinski.